Nature photographer Amy Gulick, her book came out, Salmon in the Trees, came out early this spring. It documents the rich relationship between the bountiful salmon and large trees of Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Amy Gulick explains the origin of her book this way. When salmon spawn, they deliver ocean nutrients to the spawning streams. Bears then feast on the fish on land, delivering those nutrients to the soil, where they in turn feed the trees.
Scientists have actually been able to trace a particular form of marine nitrogen in trees that comes from the ocean near salmon streams that they can link directly back to the fish. So that's how salmon end up in the trees.
After reading an article on this biological process, Gulick, an award-winning photojournalist and nature photographer, decided to document it in a book. She found the perfect setting to do so in Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest.
Isn't it astounding in the 21st century that we still have this incredible bounty that exists in Southeast and within the Tongass? Millions of wild salmon, some of the highest densities of grizzly and black bears in the world, the highest nesting density of bald eagles in the world, and this thriving community of people who live with all of this.
She spent 2 years shooting more than 10,000 photographs throughout Southeast, capturing everything from eagles and bears, salmon and whales, trees and mountains, rivers and glaciers, all in vibrant color. For the book, she narrowed it down to about 160 pictures. Gulick, who lives in the Seattle area, says these days in the Pacific Northwest, the only place that abundance of nature still exists is in history books.
It just brings tears to my eyes knowing what we've lost down in Washington, Oregon, Northern California, but then I come up here, it's like, it's still all here.
The book features illustrations by Ketchikan's Ray Troll and essays from well-known Southeast writers, anthropologists, and naturalists like Richard Carstensen, Rosita Worrell, and John Straley. It also includes an audio CD from Richard Nelson, host of Public Radio's Encounters.
I'm on Baranof Island. It's a rugged, wild island facing out into the vastness of the North Pacific Ocean on the outer coast of Southeast Alaska. All around me right now, quintessential Tongass National Forest country.
Gulick says she wanted to include the voices of people who live in Southeast to capture its way of life.
That's how we're supposed to live, you know, close to the gifts that nature provides for us and in tune with the very things that nourish both our bodies and our spirits. And every community I visited, everyone I met in Southeast lives that way.
In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.